Our tribute of praise, alleluia, for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow us in the sweat, in the sweat. By and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. By and by, we shall meet on the beauty in the spring, in the spring. By and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore in the spring. One more time, to our bountiful Father, to our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise, alleluia, for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow in the spirit. By and by, we will meet on the beautiful shore. Oh yes, in the sweet. By and by, we shall meet on the beautiful. Oh, by and by, by and by. Oh. Tell a story. Are we overcome? Who will understand it better by it? We are often tossed and driven. We often tossed and driven on restless sea of time. Somber skies and hollowing temples of succeed. A bright sunshine in the land of perfect day, where the mists have rolled away, we will understand it. Oh, by and by, by and by, and by. Oh, when all the stones are gathered, oh yeah, we will tell a story. Oh yes, how we overcome. Who will understand it better by and by? Hallelujah! We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it. Oh, by and by and by, oh yeah, oh, oh, the saints of God are gathered home. We will tell a story, how we overcome, who will understand it better by and by, oh yes. Temptations, hidden snares, often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for many thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test, and we try to do our best, but we'll understand it. Oh, brother and sister, by and by, by and by, and by. Oh, we know the saints of God are gathered. We will tell a story. how we overcome. Who will understand it? Oh, by and by, by and by, and by, we'll tell a story. Oh, yes, we will tell our story. How we overcome. Who will understand it better by and by? One more song, we'll ask Prayer World to pray. Nations are breaking, Israel's awakening, signs that the prophet foretold. Gentile days numbered, horrors encumbered, eternity soon will arrive. Oh, hallelujah, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, you lambs tuned and claim. Look up, your redemption is in. Victory is growing. Jerusalem restoring her national lifelong dethroned. Today she is calling, the latter rains are falling. Return, O disperse to your oh, hallelujah. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, you lambs, and clay. Look up, your redemption is here. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. Church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption. Oh, hallelujah. The day of redemption. Oh, men's hearts are failing. Be filled with the Spirit, you lambs, tuned and clear. Look up, your redemption is. Oh, false prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. This generation speaks God's revelation, we'll walk with the apostles. Oh, hallelujah, the day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, you lambs, tuned and claim. Look up, your redemption. Oh, the day of redemption. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Are failing.
Be filled with the Spirit, you lambs, tuned and clear. Look up, your redemption is.
Look up,
your redemption is here.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again, Lord, for your grace, your mercies, your love, and your kindness towards us, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we have come to the middle of the week, and yet again you have found grace enough for us to be in your house. Father, many have been about, Lord, their business, Lord. Father, in school, in colleges, in work, and the work around the house, all these things, Father. Yet, Lord, by your grace, you have given us a moment where we could come away, Lord, and sit at the feet of your word and hear, Lord, the word of God and sing these songs that speak of these things, Lord, showing us that the day of our redemption is very near. Help us, Father, tonight that we may sing and consider the words of these songs, and that, Father, we may make ourselves ready. For sure, indeed, the hour is upon us, and we're just looking towards it, oh God. Bless now our musicians, Father, as they continue to lead us in song. I pray that, Lord, it will be your songs that will be sung and that you would lead us into your presence, Father, where we would hear the preaching of the word tonight. Let it mold us, let it help us, let it nourish us, Lord, that we could come to the end of the week, Lord, with great expectation, praying for our brother Max. Be with him tonight and anoint him for your word, O God. Bless now the rest of this service as we bring it back to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. Sing and talk. All get to heaven. When we all get to heaven. When we all get to heaven. Thank you, brother. Amen. I can't remember the first few words. I'm singing those songs I didn't ring for a long time. Sing a wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In that mansion and in blessed are we, pray for us. When we all, when we all get to, when we get to heaven, what a day that shall be. When we all see Jesus, we'll shout and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim path, can't you? Shall be when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving, liberating. One glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to it, what a day of rejoicing that shall be. When we all, Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Rejoicing that shall be when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout. When we all get to heaven, when we all get to heaven, what a day when we all. Amen. Let's sing that song, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, sowing in the morning. Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontime, and the dew of eye, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping. Come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Hallelujah, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Sowing soon the sunshine, showing in the shadows, fearing ye the cloud. No winter's chilling breeze, by and by the harvest and the labor ended. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the, hallelujah, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, hallelujah, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, going forth with weep, sowing for the master, though the Lord sustain. Our spirits often grieves when we weeping's over, and he'll bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the, hallelujah, bringing in the, oh yes. Oh, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, hallelujah. Oh yes, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Amen. Do you believe the good report? Amen. Hallelujah. Sorry.
I believe the good report. Hallelujah.
Amen. I believe the good report. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Lamb of the river. Oh, glory be to God. I am all on Jesus' side. On the altar sanctified, to the world of sin I've died. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have crossed the river in faith, where his glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I'm a king and priest to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. By the cleansing of the blood, oh, glory be to God. By the Spirit, power and light, I am living day and night in the holiest place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 I have passed the river in faith, where his glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I have passed the outer veil. Hallelujah to the Lamb, which once God's delight concealed. Oh, glory be to God, but the blood has brought me in. Holiest place so clean, is dead to self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the river and veil, where his glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. In the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the inner veil. Oh, glory be to God. I am sanctified to God by the power of the blood. Lord is my abode. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 I am driven pale, where his glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of my King. Amen. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. Amen.
In these, the closing day of, the closing day of time, what joy, the glorious hope of, oh my Abba, first to see you, Lord, that soul, oh, wondrous truths are, soon it will all make sense, that shall reign. King of kings and Lord of, it's coming soon, it's coming soon, it's coming very soon, with joy we will come King Peter, it may be us lie in countless numbers, they shall rise when through the portals of the sky it shall come to prepare a barrier. It's coming, it's coming, so is coming, so is coming. Oh yes, we joy, we welcome His return. It may be morning, and I don't know.
It may be now. last thunder again, the last thunder.
It's coming soon.
And we who are living.
Oh, and we who live in yet remain.
We who live in yet remain.
Amen.
For
us, we shall be.
That's our hope.
Amen.
Amen. Our hope.
Amen.
That's the coming of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All what we have been doing, see, your coming, look at the way how it has rained today. I don't know how much it rained here, but on our road coming, really the terrifying rain. Praise the Lord. All because you just want to come to his presence. Praise the Lord. Brother, it is not going to, never going to be in vain. Amen. As we go through all these things, oh, my brother, just remember that, look, it's not going to be worthy as compared to what? The glory that will be revealed in us. Amen. So we thank the Lord that this evening, once again, grace has been sufficient for us to be gathered together right in his presence. Amen. We thank him for the day, how he has kept us in our homes, in our working places. I don't know, the children, are they still at school? Oh, you're on holidays. Amen. Make good use of the time that you have, praise the Lord, with your parents, ask questions. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, we thank you, we bless you. Oh, once again, Lord, grace has been sufficient for us. We thank you, the Lord, you've granted us genuine mercies from far and near. And Lord, this evening, oh, how pleasant for us, oh God, to be in your house, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the day, how you have been so faithful and grateful, Lord, to us, Lord, in all our undertakings, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. And, Father, as you called us this evening, we have responded. And we have come, Lord, with full assurance of faith that, Lord, oh, this evening, oh God, we'll never go back the same. We will take another word which will keep us another step closer to the kingdom of God. So, Lord Jesus, we surrender all to you now. Holy Spirit, now come. Take your place amongst us, Lord Jesus, even as we turn to the reading of your word. Lord, we pray that, to God, you bless it, you lift it up, Lord Jesus, into our hearts and minister, Lord Jesus, oh God, the blessings that, Lord Jesus, goes with it, Lord. That, Father, it will turn us, Lord, onto another realm. Oh, we thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Bless you on the reading of your word now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 As we are standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. It's a scripture we've been reading many, many times. Hebrews 12. We read 1 and 2. And then we shall read Romans 8:18. This subject, actually, it's not, it won't be, this subject, maybe we need to, if Lord willing, because it's a long subject, and we may continue within, maybe, within the week. Amen. So let's read. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily besets us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Amen. Despising the shame. And he sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. 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 Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. Oh Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. As Lord, we sit at your feet now, O God. Lord, speak to us. And let our hearts, O God, be a prepared ground now, Lord, to receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. God bless you. We have a topic this evening. The place of realization. The place of realization. Oh, it's a place that, my brother, my sister, if you get to that place, it's a place where faith begins. Amen. Faith towards repentance. Praise the Lord. A place of realization. When you come to that place, you now begin to ask yourself questions. And then you answer it by your own self. A place of realization where you may ask a question like, who am I? And where am I now? Where are you? Who are you and where are you? And where are you going? Praise the Lord. And so let's look at the meaning of realization. When I went to the dictionary, it said, to become fully aware of something as fact. Amen. To become fully aware of something as a fact. The meaning, it sounds really good. But to the true believer, realization is the faith in something. Though you are not seeing it, yet you believe it is there, or it will surely happen. Amen. So it becomes what? A revelation. Amen. Realization is a faith in something, though you are not seeing it, yet you believe it is there, or it will happen. So it becomes what? A revelation. Amen. So looking at our scripture we just read, now we'll look at the verse 2. Hebrews 12:2. It said, looking unto Jesus. If we need to look unto anything at all, nothing but what? Only Jesus we got to look unto. So looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, if you need to what? Teach or rest on this short statement. I don't know how many you continue and continue and continue. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus is the beginning of the new life that we are new, we are in now. Do you believe that we are in a new life? Amen. He is the beginning of that new life. And he is going to be the end of it, which is eternal life. Oh, praise the Lord. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He is the beginning of the life that we are in now. We were lost, my brother. Then he came looking for us, gave us a new life. The author of that new life, the beginning of that new life. And he is going to be the finisher of it. And that finisher of it to be what? The eternal life that we are going to receive. Amen. That's why we got to look unto him. Amen. He's the beginning. And as he has started, oh, my brother, my sister, he has given us what? The earnest now. That eternal life. Praise the Lord. See, he has given us something. The earnest of our inheritance. Right now, we are waiting to enter into that eternity.
Amen.
But right now, he has given us the earnest of it.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Which is the word? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. See? He was the beginning of this new life. And then he gives us an earnest waiting. Oh, for the glorious inheritance, eternal life. Amen. Then let's continue. He said, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Oh, my brother, my sister. Oh, my. Hey. Ponder upon this statement, my brother. Because, my brother, look. The cross. The cross. Oh, my. My brother, he said, despising the shame. The shame was so much naked on the cross. Oh, my. Naked on the cross. And look at the mockery and the jeering. The mockery. If you say you are the Son of God, come down. Look at him. He saves others, but he cannot save himself. They were jeering, mockery. And he knew that he was going to go through all these things. He knew it. Praise the Lord. The pain and agony, unbearable. My brother. And he accepted to go through these things because the Bible says he saw something. He saw joy. Hey, then what kind of joy is this? A joy that had been set before him. He's look at that joy and say, oh yes, it deserves for me to go to the cross.
Amen.
My brother, what are you saying? What kind of joy is this? Think about it, my brother, my sister. Because if when you see something like that parable, that a man who was dealing in pearls, amen, then he found one great pearl that was so much, so great, so that he had to sell everything that he has just to get that one pearl, you see. Amen. So what kind of joy did Jesus see? What kind of joy that was set before him? For him to what? To decide, to accept, to go through this shame. He said, despising the shame. Amen. Then that joy might be a great joy. Oh, my brother, you want to know that joy? You want to know what he saw? Oh, amen. He saw you. Amen. That you have come back home. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He saw you that you have come back home. You have come back home. You saw the time of refreshing. He saw the restoration. Oh, praise the Lord. Say, no. My children, they've come back home. And I have to pass through this. I'm seeing them coming. I have to pass through this to make that way for them. Because he saw beyond that you and I have come back home. Amen. So he despised every shame. My brother, could you see that because of you and me, he has to go through this? My brother, coming home is a great thing. Praise the Lord. And you know, he himself gave a parable of it. Amen. He gave a parable of the prodigal son. Praise the Lord. So let's turn to Luke 15. And then give me the slide here. Oh, praise the Lord. And you see how it really type the prodigal son. We all know the story. Praise the Lord. Or should I do it myself? Yeah. The paths leading to S as separation and the retreat to R, that's restoration. Amen. So now looking at verse 12, at verse 11, okay, let's start reading. Look. Luke 15. We won't change this, and so look through your Bible. We won't change it, so look through your Bible. Luke 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. Now, verse 12. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. Amen. And he divided unto them his living. What is this boy doing? Now, we want to study something that's very good at today. Many of you children, you are here. Amen. You see, this boy entered to a place we call self-esteemed. Self-esteemed. See? Self-esteemed.
that he believed in his own abilities. He believed in his own abilities. And he needed no headship. Praise the Lord. He felt that he has what? Ability. And he needed no what? No headship. And then again we see another spirit in him. Selfishness. Selfishness. See? Self-esteem. He believed in his own ability that he could what? He could live on his, without what? Headship. The pastor has been preaching on headship. Amen. No headship. It's a serious thing. Amen. You got to be all your life to be under a headship. Amen. Amen. Now let's go to 13 quickly. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. What is that? What is that? Now, he has defied what? Headship. And when you defy headship, the next thing is what? Separation. You defy headship, the next thing you enter into is what? Separation. And then the down part of verse 13, he said what? And there wasted his substance with righteous living. Riot. Righteous living. Revelance. Amen. And when you enter to that place, that's where you start to smoking. You start drinking. Righteous living, revelance, drugs, fornication. Praise the Lord. That was where he entered. And that's what? Self-abuse. You are destroying yourself. You are destroying yourself. My brother, my sister, my children, stay under headship. That's what? The leadership of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay under the word. Stay where you are covered. Amen. Let's go to the next verse from 14 to 16. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. Where is he now? He's come to a place where they call servitude. You come to a place they call servitude. When now you become a slave, you are now under somebody's control. It's not the headship, but this time, you are a slave. Now somebody joined himself to someone in that place. And sent him, go and look after my swine. Put yourself into slavery. Children, are you listening? You get away from the headship. That's where you come to. You destroy yourself. Self-abuse. And the next thing is that now you become a slave. On to the very thing. You can be a slave to what? Drinking. Slave to smoking. Slave to drugs. Praise the Lord.
Now, let's go to verse 17. That was what I was saying. Now you come. You had to come to that place. Amen. So let's read that place. Verse 17. And when he came to himself, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. When he came to himself, now we have gone away from the SSSS. We are coming to R now. Amen. He said, when he came to himself, you see, came to realization. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Amen. Now he has come to that realization. That's the place of realization, my brother, my sister. If you fail to come to that place, your repentance wouldn't be complete. Amen. If you just jump from you jump from servitude straight away, then you come, I want to be baptized. Oh, my brother, my sister, you don't know who you are yet. Amen. You don't know who you are yet. You must know who you are, where you come from. Where was he pointing? He's pointing back to his father's house. You must come to that realization. Amen. Now he said, he looked at himself and said, who am I? Who am I? Where do I come from? Oh, praise the Lord. Let me read something. It's from Once More. And no, Once More is about Samson. He said, and there he stood. And he began to remember the things of his errors. Amen. Amen. That's realization. Begin to remember the things of his errors, the errors that he has done. You got to come to the realization. Your errors, your mistake, your sins. Praise God. Why he had left the straight, narrow road. See, why he has left the headship, the straight, narrow road. You must come to that place, the place of realization, my brother, my sister. Why he had got away from God's promise. And he cried out, Lord, revenge my eyes. Why did he do this? Why did he do this? He knew there was a possibility. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is what the meaning of realization. That you become to a place, then you know that there is your faith. Tells you there is something. Though your eyes cannot see it, but you believe it is there. You believe it will happen. Amen. You have to come to that place of realization, my brother. Amen. Notice, Samson thought there must be a possibility. He caught that idea. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, That's the topic which we are discussing. You must come to that place of realization. Amen. Before your repentance can be what? Right. Amen. Come to that place of realization before your repentance can be right. Praise God. So let's go. 18 and 19 said, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. And I'm no more worthy. See, listen to that. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Oh, praise the Lord. That is what? Confession. As someone who has regretted. You see. Someone who is ready to make things right. But he's going with what? With humility. He's going with humility. I'm not worthy for you to call me son anymore. Amen. But I want you to see me as what? One of your high servants. In the message book, Ephesians Church Age, he said, look, what you once were in your heart and mind and in your life, then go back to it. Praise the Lord. What you were before, go back to it. And what is the way back? The way back is repentance. Amen. If a sinner has come to God by way of repentance, then the lukewarm or backslider will have to repent that much more. So it's not only a sinner. Amen. Even when you are a lukewarm believer and you want to come back, my brother, you have to go through the place of realization. That's what the prophet is saying here. See, said even the lukewarm or the backslider will have to repent that much more. See, repent, bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Prove it by your life. Amen. Prove it by your life. And this boy, he wanted to go back home. Amen. So let's look. Verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. Praise the Lord. He arose and came to his father. That's the return. Go back where from where you had fallen. Praise the Lord. He said, thou hast left the first love. Remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen. Go back to that place. Amen. It started right from the father's house. When he shunned the headship. Amen. And then verse 22. But the father said, okay, let's read the confession. He said, he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father did what? Saw him. Oh, praise the Lord. That was what Jesus saw. That was set before him. The joy of you and me coming back home. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at the joy of the father. Saw his son coming back. Amen. Jesus saw that joy set before him. saw you and me coming back home. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. On open wide than arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. So the father saw him. We far off, and the father saw him and had compassion. And look, he did what? He ran. Oh, the father even didn't stay at home. For what? For the child to come. But he ran. Oh, hallelujah. To go and meet the child, his son. Oh, praise God. Oh, one of these days he will leave his throne of glory and throne of grace and come, and we shall meet him there. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. So coming home, and he ran to go and fell on his neck and kissed him. Oh, what love is this? What love is this? What love is this? My brother, my sister, that's what we are going through. Amen. That's what we are going through. One of these days, that's exactly what will happen. Amen. That's exactly what is going to happen one of these days. Showing his love towards us. Let's look at verse 21 and 22. And the son said unto his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said, Amen. The father said, see, they are making what? Restitution there. Making restitution. Praise the Lord. He's confessing his sins. Amen. What he has done against the father. And the father also going to tell him something. That's making what? A restitution. See, when you wrong your brother, what do? You go to him. Praise the Lord. And tell your brother, brother, I did something against you. Oh, brother, look, for some time now, I don't know. Anytime I see you, I get some feelings. But today, I just see how something just telling me that, hey, you are living in an evil life. But you never knew. Anytime you meet me, I embrace you. Oh, praise the Lord. But something was hidden in here. But today I want to confess to you. Oh, praise the Lord. Or someone has done something against you. You don't tell another person. You go to him. Amen. Say, brother, you did this thing. I'm not happy about it. Praise the Lord. So that's restitution. So there they were making what? A restitution. Amen. Now verse 22. The second part of 22. And the father said to his servants, Amen. Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. And put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Amen. What is that? A restoration. Amen. Restoration. Look, as long as you are a son, you will remain a son. You can never be a servant. Praise the Lord. So all that you lost, I'm restoring everything back to you. Praise the Lord. A restoration. Amen. And then we look at 23 and 24. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Amen. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found. And they began to be merry. Amen. The time of what? Refreshing. Oh, from the presence of the Lord God himself. Amen. When you read Acts 3:19, give us Acts 3:19. Said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. 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 One of these things. So these things. Jesus saw the joy. Amen. That meeting day, he saw it. That if he goes through the cross, there he can make a way for us to come back home. And this rejoicing, he saw it. The joy that was set before him. Oh, for that reason he despised the shame and went to the cross. Praise the Lord. Went through it because that joy of you and me coming back home and a day of refreshing. So my, I will go through the cross because my children are back home. They are coming home. I will go through the cross because that's the only way. That's the only thing that can pave the way for them to come back home. So I will do it. Amen. So, see, this prodigal son saw the joy that was in his father's house. That's one thing. Amen. He saw also the joy that was in his father's house. That's one thing, my brother, my sister. We must come to that place of realization. Amen. That over there is joy. If Jesus saw the joy and could go through this, then my brother, my sister, what is so great then? Because what Jesus went through, there is nothing so hard than in the whole world. There's nothing so hard, so painful than the cross. And if he saw the joy and had to go through, my brother, you got to come to that realization also and see that same joy. Because this prodigal son, he saw the joy. He was talking about it. Amen. That in my father's house. Amen. That they have even sufficient bread to spare. What am I doing here? Who am I? I am the son of that great mighty man. And then look at where I'm seated. With the swine, eating swine food. You have to come to that place of realization. And get out if you are still eating with swines. Get out from that place. Look
at your father's house. Amen. You must come to that realization, because that realization is what? It's a revelation of what is going on over there. You must come to that place and see that joy in your father's house, so that nothing can be a hindrance or obstacle in your way. When it comes at all, you are ready to go through them. That's why we read that second scripture, that I reckon that the sovereign of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. Praise the Lord. Amen. The prodigal son himself also saw the joy of the father's house. Amen. He came to that realization, and he was able to make the right decision to go back. The place of realization, that's where you can make what the right decision. When you have known who you are, where you come from. And then you can see where you are. Oh my, no. This is not home. This is not my place. Praise the Lord. Amen. So my brethren, we will continue this subject. But let us come to that place of realization. Amen. Let's come to that place. And you realize that you are treading on dangerous grounds. If you come to that realization, if you have left the headship, when you come to that realization, you will see yourself treading on dangerous grounds. You realize that you are part of an orchestra, or you realize that you are part of an orchestra, but you are struggling to catch the vision of the mind of the composer. See? Your part to play. See? Then you are not playing it well. You must come to that realization. You are part of the orchestra, but you are not playing your part well. You might not be out, you might be in, but you are not playing your part of the orchestra. You are not playing your part very well. That also you must come to that realization. Amen. And you realize that you are not a child of this world. Oh, yes, sir. But a child of God. Not a servant to this world. Amen. As the musicians come, and you realize the way. You realize the way that leads to destruction. And you know the way that leads to eternal life. And you make the right decision. Praise the Lord. Do you love him? Shall we stand? We shall continue one of these days. Amen. Coming home? Coming home? Coming home? Okay. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Thank you.
shed many precious tears. Now I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming home.
Lord, I'm coming home.
Coming.
I'm coming home.
And finisher of our faith. Amen. Oh, he looked and saw a joy that was set before him. And for that reason, he despised the cross, the shame. He despised the shame and went to the cross. My brother, my sister, we now, as prodigal sons, oh yes, we might be still in our father's house. My brother, think tonight, because the prophet said the same thing, that we could be part of the orchestra, but we are not playing our part well. Brother, still maybe there are one or two things that easily besets you. Even in the Father's house, you need to come to that place of realization and make things right. Amen. So this moment, just talk to him. He knows everything. So just talk to him. If he needs confession, just confess to him. If he needs that he helps you, just tell him, Lord, I've come to that place of realization. I've come to that place. And I'm coming home. I see the joy. I see the joy. And I wish I asked our precious brother George to pray for us after you've prayed. Just speak to him. Speak to him. If you come to that place of realization, speak to him.
Father, we thank you so much for this service you've given unto us, Lord. Precious Savior, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us into your house.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh God, your merciful God, oh God, keeping, Lord, Father, your covenant to a thousand generations. Father, protect it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh God, even upon the day of Jesus, we cross. Father, we look, Lord, and see the age that we are.
Pray for the children.
Pray
for the children that they will never take the path to separation. There is a path to separation. Remember the children, remember the youth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We are looking unto thee, my Father, asking your grace, asking your mercy. Father, you know, Lord Father, we hardly utilize this word in the way that we ought to. We ask for wisdom and grace, Lord, that we use, Father, this word, Father, oh God,
thank you, Jesus.
For Lord, it will bring about the sin to your house, constantly, oh God. It will bring many baptisms, we believe, oh God. Father, we are asking your grace. Lead us, Lord, guide us, Lord. Father, it's our desire. Lord,
thank
Father,
you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, Savior, be close to you and to hear such words, Lord, Father, of wisdom.
Amen.
Bless Lord, Father, oh God, your name for the son, and bless your servant as well, who's been
thank you, Lord
Father,
Jesus,
to stand in the gap, to stand, Lord Father, here, to come all that way in the rains, oh God, Father, to minister grace, oh, to be
thank
your
thank you, Lord Jesus, bless you, Lord.
We ask your grace, bless my brother's family, Lord, Father, we pray
in the name of Jesus
Father,
Christ,
Father,
God. God,
Lord, we believe she has that job, and all will be well, Father,
amen.
Lord, just make a way, Father. That we give glory unto thee again, Father, for
the
Lord,
name
what
Jesus
causes
Christ
you to do for us. Lord, your mercies never cease to amaze us and never cease to fail us, but you are always there providing and keeping, Lord Father, oh God, us your children.
Amen.
Bless, Lord Father,
amen.
Oh God, all amidst us, the young, the children,
amen.
You keep them, oh God. You protect them, Father, from this wicked age. That
thank
we
you, Jesus.
As wicked as it is. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, to come again to your house to hear your word.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
It's grace in itself. For Lord, Father, we who have come, a privilege to have come. For not
amen.
Everyone came tonight. Lord, Father, but we made it and we are glad we did. Lord, and we pray and intercede even upon the behalfs
yes,
of those
Lord
who
Jesus.
Didn't come. That they will come the next time round, O God.
Amen.
Father, how we desire to be found. Lord, whether it be a Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, to be faithful at our post of duty.
Yes, Lord.
Bless
Jesus.
Your servant who's taken the service today. He's been your mouthpiece, O God. You've desired that it speak those things. Bless this word that is ministered, O God. May
yes,
it, Lord, come forth, Father, Lord, Lord Jehovah, even in his, Lord, Father, domain, and he sees the fruits of this word coming to light.
Yes.
We commit all things unto thee. Lord, we pray for ourselves, for we are your children.
Amen.
And we pray for our children, Father, for these are the children that you have given unto us, O God.
Amen.
Father, born in such a wicked day, O God.
Yes.
Born in such, Lord, an harassing, Lord, Father, dark day. But Lord, what a wonderful day it is as well. For Lord, the prophet said in his own words that this is the golden age to live in. He'd rather live in this day than any other day, O God. Yes. Father, and we are grateful, Father, that we find ourselves at the ends of time. Father, faced with all these complications and situations. But how we are glad that the great, mighty conqueror has gone before us. Oh, and he has overcome. He has, Lord, Savior, Father, given us an understanding and a revelation. Even of the prodigal son, which we were. And we are in many ways, but Lord, we return to thee again. Amen. We want to serve thee with all our hearts. We want to give thee, O God, what we can, while we can. Yes. For Lord, we can imagine crossing over. Lord, I think the feeling we'd have is we never done enough.
Yes.
We thank you. We love you. We thank you for the service. Bless every brother, every sister. Bless every home, every need. All the needs that we have as a church. Father, you know the needs that we prayed for last time. Yes. We commit them unto thee, O God. Sickness, Lord, whatever, Lord, situation, Lord, whether it be papers, work, interviews, Lord, finances, you undertake, my Lord Father, Jesus. We pray.
Yes.
Bless us, bless your fellowship. We only want these things that we can be better equipped to do your service whilst we're here, journeying through this life. Bless, Lord Father, us as we part. Keep us, give us clear roads, we pray. And Lord Father, we would come again. We'd come again to thine house. Open doors in interviews and whatever, Lord. Lord, that we may come and testify of your goodness and grace.
Yes, Lord.
We bless your name. We praise your name. We thank you again for using our brother, your servant. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brother.
Yeah. All along, watching you, watching me. All along on the road, the sweet home of the soul, there's an eye
watching you.
Oh yes,
there's a good that you did.
This great eye is away.
There's an eye watching you.
Watching you.
Watching you.
Watching you.
Every day
watching you,
watching you.
There's an answering
eye watching you.
Thank you, Lord.
As you meet life's great pride,
keep the pathway of light.
There's an eye
blessing.
Watching you.
Watching you.
I bless you.
The world not to go in the path of the foe. There's an eye watching you. Watching you, watching you. Every day, mind the course to pursue. Watching you, watching you. There's an old saying, I watching you. Fix your mind on the soul, the good home of the soul. There's an eye watching you. Never turn,
never turn
from the way to the kingdom of day. There's an eye, oh, watching you, watching you. Every day, mind the course to pursue. Watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Watching you, watching you. Every day, mind the course to pursue. Watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye